Well, good morning, everyone. Once there was a man, and his name was Odd. That's right, O-D-D. And as you can imagine, his name drew much attention, and a lot of laughter and teasing all of his life. So as he got older, he made a request. When he died, Odd desired to be anonymous. No name would be on his tombstone. When the time came, the tombstone only had his date of birth and his date of death. Some weeks later in the cemetery, a couple saw the tombstone and said, "Look over there. Isn't that odd?" Odd. If we look it up, it means different. Different from what is usual or expected. Also, the letters ODD could stand for us. Obviously devoted disciples. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we plan Christmas, and we plan to celebrate it in about a week, as expected. But wait a second. Think about our readings this morning. There are several, in fact, many odd things that we've just heard. The prophet Isaiah says the Lord himself will give us a sign of the Messiah coming. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. Some 700 years later, this prophecy, this odd and miraculous announcement comes true. Through the yes of Mary and the power of the Holy Spirit, the Son of God becomes fully human like us in all things but sin, and yet remains totally divine. By worldly standards, a virgin birth, a humble foster father, an obscure village with no place for them in the inn, and some shepherds is an odd thing, an odd event seemingly not fitting for the long-awaited Messiah. In fact, since the very beginning, back with Adam and Eve and the devil, humans have struggled with the ways of God and his faithful love for all of us. In fact, many today would say that Emmanuel, God is with us, would not seem so odd if Jesus had come to save us with earth-shaking power, surrounded by legions of angels. In that case, they say humanity would bow down in homage, in fear and in trembling. Everyone would get the message because a show of divine power is what is expected from an all-powerful God. For many, this seems to make better sense. Or does it? Isn't this the temptation that Satan painted for Jesus? In other words, the devil is saying to Jesus, don't be odd. Forget love. Forget the free will of your creatures. Avoid the disgrace and the pain of dying on that cross. And yet, thankfully for us, Almighty God does not impose his love on us or on anyone. He has given us the gift of life, the gift of free will, and the gift of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Christmas recalls this humble yet saving gift of his Son. God is with us. But every gift demands a response. Using our free will, we can accept Jesus, or we can reject him, or we can ignore him. But either way, a choice is required. Many have indeed accepted Jesus, and hopefully they are sharing his love with those around them. Others may feel they are maybe a bit too busy, and so they simply pass Jesus by without even a look. Others may be unsure about how to welcome Jesus. What does this mean? With many, it may be fear. Fear of giving up perceived freedom, or reluctance of returning to confession after a long time, or fear of the unknown, including Jesus himself. But for those who are afraid of saying yes to God, they can look at Mary, our Blessed Mother, our model of faith. The angel Gabriel says to her, "Do not be afraid." And Mary replies in perfect faith, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done according to your word." And from that very moment, that moment of her yes, Mary followed Jesus from there all the way to the foot of his cross. And then how about Joseph, the righteous man, the son of David? The gospel says that he was going to divorce Mary quietly until once again an angel appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of devoting your life to Jesus and his mother Mary." We have 1 week before Christmas. Let's look inside deeply, and let's not be afraid. And let's not try to overplan our welcoming response. Simply say yes. Yes to Jesus. And let him in, and let Jesus work in us as we give our life to him. Surprisingly, there is great freedom in surrendering to Jesus and getting to know him as our Lord and Savior in the sacraments of his church and in sacred scripture and in those around us who need our love and our help. This Christmas, with Mary and Joseph, we can offer the gift of our life to Jesus. And we can do this by doing something odd. Yes, something very odd indeed. We can become ODD. That is, obviously devoted disciples of Jesus, for God is with us.